Catfish Dave and Amel, and in studio with us, Theo Gauthier, who is a huge fan of the Ottawa Fury. You can go to live885.com, click on Startup for a link for him. It's Total NESL.
Total NASL.
NASL. NASL. Okay, yeah. All right. I got to come to the meetings. So how good are the Ottawa Fury?
Well, right now, they're the best team in the league.
Right.
They're currently ranked first. They have the best regular season schedule with one game to go tomorrow afternoon in Atlanta. And they've really surpassed all expectations by being there, actually.
Okay. And they just recently won the fall championship, first Canadian club in modern NASL history. That's huge.
It is huge. So there's two Canadian teams in NASL, yeah. Edmonton and Ottawa. And they won the fall season after a spring season, which was very disappointing. I think they scored 4 goals in the 10 games of the spring season.
Right, yeah. Because the NASL, it's interesting. There is this spring season, yeah. And they did just meh there. And then the mm-hmm. fall season, they come back and they're the absolute best yeah. in the league. So what happened between that time? Is there an off season where you make trades and that type of stuff?
There was an off season. It was June. And then June is when the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, happened.
Yeah.
Right. So they were on it was quiet for a right. while there.
So they were on a break between the spring and fall season. And everybody you ask on the team will point to 3 matches in the spring season that they lost 3-1 each match.
Yeah.
And after that third match, they sort of had a team meeting going, what is happening? We have the talent. We have the right. players. Mm-hmm. What's wrong? And so they had a soul searching in effect, and they came back and they've lost 1 match in their last 24, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. They're on this amazing run, and they came back storming into the fall season, and they have won that championship, like you mentioned. And tomorrow they could clinch the combined table, which is this weird thing where they combine the spring and the fall season.
There we go, playoff right, stuff. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And they could win essentially what the regular season is, just being the best team over the regular season.
Wow. And now, how do the playoffs work? Now that we're all jumping on the Fury bandwagon, so when would the first playoff game be?
The first playoff game is taking place on November 8th.
Okay.
And I'll try to eliminate the math from it as much as possible
early
this
math.
Early
yeah,
in the
right.
morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's always math in playoffs, isn't there?
Yeah, so essentially, if the Fury win tomorrow in Atlanta, they win the regular season completely. So they're the number one seed no matter what. They've won the fall championship, which gives them a home playoff game on November 8th at Lansdowne Park Stadium.
Sunday, November 8th.
Yeah. Sunday, November 8th is nice. The playoff game. Who they will meet depends on the results tomorrow. It's looking like, let's say they win. Let's just assume that they win. It's looking like it'll be a Florida team, either Tampa or Fort Lauderdale.
Cool.
So they'll be coming to Ottawa too.
They will suck trying to play in Ottawa in November.
Exactly. Who wants to come from Florida to Ottawa in November?
Now, can you kind of mention what it is like at one of these games at Lansdowne? Things have slowly been picking up and more people are noticing this team.
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember that this team is only in its second season. And they started playing last season at Carlton.
Yeah.
With crowds of 3,000-4,000 coming out.
Right.
And then they moved into Lansdowne. And you had 4,000 this season. This in 2015, let's say.
Yeah.
We have about an average of 5,000, and that has gone over 6,000 regularly in the fall season. It's a regular thing now that it's 6,000. And I've spoken to people with the club who say that if there's a playoff, well, there is a playoff game, they're hoping for 7,500 maybe for playoff game,
right.
Even though the weather is cold, right?
Yeah.
Right. But that the attraction of a playoff game might bring a lot of people out.
Absolutely. And how's the final of this work now?
Right. The final's called the Soccer Bowl.
Soccer Bowl,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Soccer Bowl is the 2 semifinalist winners, obviously. Whoever has the highest seed in that, so winning tomorrow would give Ottawa that number one seed.
Yeah.
Whoever has the number one seed and wins the semifinal hosts the Soccer Bowl. So we could see a championship in Ottawa on November 14th is the date.
It's a Saturday, November 14th.
Yeah.
And
now
just mention a couple of the guys that make up this team. One guy's last name alone is Ubi Paripovich or something like that.
It is.
Yeah. Is he nice? What's he like?
He's actually really nice. A polite guy.
Yes.
Really soft-spoken, but he's been the heartbeat of that midfield in terms of creating opportunities for the forwards.
Okay.
And he is really nice. You talk to him and he'll answer every one of your questions. And what I find amazing about soccer players is that they'll give you an answer. They're not media trained.
They won't say back against the boards.
They'll be honest with you. And we have a character like Colin Falvey in defense.
I've heard about this guy.
Yeah.
He seems like an interesting one.
He's from Ireland, and he won a bunch of awards this season in terms of weekly awards, player of the week. And you ask him about it, and he's like, nah, I don't like that stuff. I don't want those awards. I see the other players who win that award, and they're no good.
So what does that say about me? That's hilarious. Yeah.
But it's a reflection of this team that they don't put emphasis on individual awards at all. Right. Wow. They don't like talking about it. It's taboo in the dressing room. I heard that there's one guy who won the Player of the Week award, and he mentioned it. He just mentioned it in the dressing room, and everybody shouted him down.
Sounds like a fun team.
It is a fun team, yeah.
Very cool. We'll be watching, and that's Teo Gauthier there. The Ottawa Fury are in the playoffs, and everybody's pretty excited about it. Thanks for telling us about it.
It's my pleasure, guys.
Appreciate it. It's 6:18, the morning startup on Live 88.5.